Georgia Cortez Rayner, a musician from Scott's Head. Georgia has just released her debut album, Time is a Passenger, and I have her on the phone. Hello, Georgia.
Good morning, Kerry.
Many people might know you as Georgia Rayner. Why did you decide to perform as Georgia Cortez Rayner?
I added the Cortez in because Cortez is my father's last name. I wanted to incorporate his legacy and bring that his Spanish Ecuadorian ancestry.
Georgia Cortez Rayner sounds wonderful. So were you born over there or in Australia?
I was born in Brooklyn.
Oh, right. So you're a mixed up kid.
I was born in Brooklyn, New York. My mother is Australian. And my father is Spanish Ecuadorian. Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn and raised there. I did visit Australia a few times when I was a child for a few months with my grandmother.
How old were you when you came and actually lived here?
About 20.
Well, I'm sure that recording an album during COVID had its challenges, but you also managed to have a very serious surfing accident. Tell us what happened.
Well, yeah, I have a surfboard that I've always had a really strong relationship with, I suppose you could say. When I first bought it, it sort of popped out at me and said, yes, buy me, I'm your surfboard. And I did. And it was always a little bit of a shorter board. Anyway, I finally did get quite good at riding it. At the end of November, I had a bad accident on that surfboard. It flipped over and the large center fin, went into the top of my thigh. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it was interesting in that my husband, John, had said to me just before I went out, it's probably not worth it, you know. I wouldn't recommend he'd just come in. And I said, well, I'm here, I'll go in.
Yeah.
Famous last words.
Oh.
But I found out I only missed the main sort of artery by 3 millimetres.
Yeah. Oh.
So
yeah.
I was a very lucky girl.
Lucky to be here.
Lucky. Very lucky. Yeah. So 13 stitches, bit of a lengthy recovery and some complications, but all well now.
Had you already recorded the album before that happened?
I had recorded most of it. It was sort of in the final stages of the final mixing, and there was a couple more bits of recording I had to do remotely from home.
Right.
So I think you know Stuart Peters from Valor.
Yeah.
At Soundshed Music. So we've been working on it for the last 3 years almost now. And I'd done most of them in his studio there at Valor. And there was just a few towards the end that when COVID sort of hit that we couldn't finish, and took a while to get it all finished remotely with me recording my bits and tracks from home and sending them backwards and forwards email. It was quite different because you sort of find yourself working in a vacuum in a way, and the bits of help and support I might have sort of sought out to do that here, you sort of couldn't because you really couldn't interact with people the same way. Yeah, it was different, but I think it's all turned out okay in the end, and luckily technology.
That's amazing. You've released your album online, and I believe today you're like a puppy at the door because you're eagerly awaiting the delivery of the CDs. How exciting.
It is very exciting, but I think I might be disappointed. I think they're still in Melbourne.
Oh, no.
Sitting in a depot.
Yeah.
I was assured they were going to arrive, but I'm actually not sure anybody knows exactly where they are. So
yeah.
Somewhere.
They're somewhere with everybody's flat packs that are being delivered and their new kitchen whiz, it's all been held up, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I think there's sort of backlogs from the flood and road closures. Luckily, I had planned a launch party for tomorrow that I had cancelled because of the COVID stuff a couple of months ago. And so luckily, there won't be a launch without CDs.
No, that's right. Do you have any gigs coming up?
I do have some gigs coming up. I've got Caramba Market, 24th of April, and I've got Woodstock in the Valley, which is going to be quite big on the 14th of May. And there might be some other little gigs coming up in the beginning of April, but I'm just waiting confirmation on those.
Hopefully those little CDs arrive soon. That will be lovely. And the album cover is interesting too. Now, there must be a story behind that. There's pictures of you, I presume, as you were younger.
Yeah, on the album cover is, I guess some sort of treasured mementos I've got. It's the women in my lineage, I suppose. It's my great grandmother at the top, and that's Gladys. And she is Joyce's mum, who's pictured there on the left with me, the little kerchief, and that's a photo from New Orleans. And then a little key ring with a picture of my mum and I from a trip we took, a place in Florida, it's called something like Wichita Falls or Wiki Wacky Falls or something like that. I can't quite remember it, but they had mermaids swimming in the water. And yeah, we just had a really lovely day together, her and I. And I have this little key ring from that, and then a picture of my mum and I and my all-time favourite dog, my protector, little dog Gemma. Some stones that were my grandmother's little stones that she liked. Feathers of tawny frogmouth that I found over the years. So I just sort of collected those together, the concept of the ancestors all together there and the grandmothers and all the women in a line.
All the things that made you who you are now.
That's it. Mm. That's right.
Well, it looks great. The one I'm going to play is All Grown Up. Now, tell us about that.
This is a song I wrote for my mum. She was a young mum, so it's almost in a way I feel like we've grown up together.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the title. I spent a few years in New Orleans, and one of the first memories I have is the trip, I think, down there from New York to New Orleans, and we were on the train and in a sleeper car, and we were in a bunk bed, and I remember my mum cuddling me, and we were looking out those sort of green long windows that they have next to the bunk beds. She was pointing down at the water, and I remember it, you can see the water through the train tracks as we were going over. And it just seemed to go on forever. If we looked sort of away out to the horizon, there was just water and water, and it was sort of quite scary in a way. And I remember thinking, oh, what is this? And but also, you know, because she was sort of cuddling me, it was quite reassuring.
It was okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like we've grown up together because she was a young mum, and, you know, I'm lucky to still have my mum. Very lucky and grateful. And so, yeah, this is a song I wrote for her.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you're doing your music now. What have you done previously work-wise?
I started studying environmental science at uni, and then the year before I graduated, I got interested in planning law and policy and environmental law. And one of my lecturers said, well, we've just started a double science law degree. You should do that. So I did. And it took me, I think I was 7 or 8 years at uni before I finally graduated with a science law degree. And I think I was the first one, actually, from Southern Cross to get that qualification up there. So I spent a few years working as a lawyer in community legal centres. Then I eventually went back to planning. I spent 14 years in local government, a few years at Nambucca, and then the remainder down at Kempsey Shire Council as a town planner, strategic planner, and natural resource management person. Yeah.
All right. I know who to call on now. Well, Georgia Cortez-Reyna, I wonder if you could introduce your track All Grown Up.
This is Georgia Cortez-Reyna, and this is a song I wrote for my mum called All Grown Up.